Hi, and welcome to Head Trash. Thank you for downloading one of our Head Trash clearance sessions from our audio series. These sessions are ideal for you to listen to in your own time for whenever you need a little bit of extra support. And this session is for clearing any head trash that you have around depression or feeling depressed. Now, as with all our sessions, we urge you to make sure that you've read our Clear Your Head Trash guide that is available from our homepage at headtrash.co.uk. The reason for this is that we want to make really sure that you understand the kind of session that you're about to have. This session uses reflective repatterning, an energy psychology technique that you may not be familiar with. So, to make sure that you get the very best from this session, it helps that you understand what's going on. During the session, you will also be asked to put your hands into a certain position known as the TAT position. And our guide contains a diagram of the TAT position to help you to make sure that you're doing it correctly. All of our sessions could be listened to as many times as you like, but please make sure that you don't listen to them while driving anything. You really need to make sure that you're in a private space with no interruptions. In fact, most people like to lie down when they listen to these sessions. Now, before we start, I do need to warn you about something. This session is about depression and feeling depressed, which means that we'll be clearing depressing feelings. And as part of this clearing process, your depressed energy will need to come out, and it'll come to the surface before it escapes. And that means that there may be times where you feel a little bit, well, depressed during the session. But don't worry, it's just the depressed energy coming out. By the end of the session, you will feel much calmer. Just don't let this bit worry you and go with the flow. So, are you ready to start? Get yourself nice and comfy. We are about to begin.
I want you now to tune in to the times when you have been depressed in your life, the things that have made you depressed, the people that maybe have made you depressed, and what depression feels like for you. Some people feel of it as a weight or a darkness or a numbness. Some people experience it as if they're disassociated from everybody and everything. I want you to remember now the times when you have been most depressed, the time in your life when you have been the very, very most depressed that you've ever been. And to also consider what may be depressing you now in the present. Events, situations, people, and of anything in the future. Future events, future relationships, future people that may depress you. And as you begin to get a sense of the memories of that depression, I want you to consider whether the thoughts in your mind, the thoughts that contain internal chatter, that's our own little voice that we talk with, it may sound like our voice, it may sound like other people's voices, family members, neighbors, relationships, work colleagues or bosses. And your thoughts are not only the internal chatter we talk with inside our heads, but it's any images that we may have. Images, memories of certain situations, maybe situations where we've been depressed or times and traumas that have caused depression. We may have feelings going on in our head, physical or emotional feelings. And I want you to consider whether all of these thought patterns, all of this head trash going on inside your head, as you think of them all right now, the mind, the head mind, inside your head, do your thoughts seem dark or do they seem light? Maybe there are in between, like a medium. And if you're not sure, just get a sense of what it might be if you could imagine what your thoughts were like inside your head. Do your thoughts seem quick or slow? Are your thoughts running around all jumbled up or darting around? Maybe they're very still and solid. Maybe they're moving from side to side or forward or backwards. Maybe they're going round and round. Maybe you're just not sure. And inside your head, does it feel heavy or light? And as you take a few moments to consider whether your thoughts are heavy or light, or medium, dark or light, quick or slow, or even still, become aware of anything else you are noticing in your mind, any images, senses of smell or taste, anything you can hear, your internal voice perhaps saying something, or the voice of somebody else's. Maybe you can experience words or thoughts in written form. And now just also take some time to become aware in your body where you're feeling or experiencing or having a sense of this depression. Maybe there's a physical tightness or heaviness in your arms or shoulders or neck or chest or tummy. You may feel as though you've got butterflies moving around in your tummy. How is your breathing? Has it become still or labored? Has it become heavy? And as you become aware of this program, of the thoughts in your mind and the sensations and reactions in your body, as you fully tune into depression, I want you to get into the TAT technique pose described earlier. Thumb on one side of the bridge of the nose, ring finger on the other side. Your middle finger about 2 centimeters above where your eyebrows would meet on your forehead. And the other hand just across the lower section of the back of your head. Tuning in to those thoughts inside your head and sensations in your body, I want you to follow these words in that tap position. I love, I adore, and I enjoy depression and being depressed. I love, I adore, I enjoy depression and being depressed. I love, I adore, I enjoy depression and being depressed. I love it. I enjoy it. I adore it. I love, I adore, I enjoy depression and being depressed. Take a deep breath now, a slow deep breath, and keep your exhaling, the letting go of your breath, aiming to get twice as long as your inhale. Breathing deeply, more attention on the exhale than the inhale. I love, I adore, I enjoy depression and being depressed. I hate and despise depression and being depressed. I hate and despise depression and being depressed. I hate and despise depression and being depressed. I hate it, I despise it, I loathe it. I hate and despise depression and being depressed. Becoming aware of the program in your mind of the thoughts of dark and heavy, slow or quick, light or dark. I hate and despise depression and being depressed. I hate and despise depression and being depressed. I hate it, I despise it. I hate and despise depression and being depressed. Taking a nice deep breath in again and slowly exhaling the air out, aiming for your exhale to be twice as long as your inhale. Breathing into any emotions that you may be experiencing and feeling in your mind and body right now. Depression is a wonderful thing. Oh, depression is a wonderful, marvelous, fabulous thing. You see, depression is a signal that I need healing. It's a signal when depression comes on, I know there's something for me to heal. Depression is a wonderful thing. Depression is a fabulous thing. Depression is a wonderful, marvelous thing. Depression is a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love depression. It's a marvelous thing. I love being depressed. It's a wonderful thing. I love being depressed and having depression. It's a wonderful, incredible thing. It's a fabulous thing. Taking in a nice deep breath, breathing into any emotion you may be experiencing, and slowly aiming to keep your exhale breath twice as long as your inhale. Depression and being depressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Depression and being depressed is a horrible, terrible, horrible, terrible, horrible, terrible thing. Depression is a horrible, terrible thing. I love, I adore, I enjoy depression and being depressed. I love, I adore, I enjoy depression and being depressed. I love it, I adore it, I really, really enjoy depression and being depressed. I love, I adore, I enjoy depression and being depressed. Taking in a nice, slow, gentle inhale breath into the area of any emotion or sensation you may be experiencing right now. Aiming to keep your out breath just a little over twice as long as your in-breath. Depression and being depressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Depression and being depressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Depression and being depressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Depression and being depressed is a horrible, terrible thing. And again, slowly taking in a nice, deep in-breath into any area, emotion, feeling or sensation or thought that you might be experiencing right now. And slowly breathe out, keeping your exhale twice as long as your inhale. Any residue of emotion that you may be experiencing right now, talk to it in your mind, just inside your mind, and follow these words, talking to the emotion or sensation. I love you. I acknowledge you. I thank you for these signals. I love you, I acknowledge you, and I thank you for these emotional signals. These signals that show that something needs healing right now. I love you, I acknowledge you, and I thank you for these signals. And now in your mind, imagine a group of other people. You may know them or may not know them. There may be even a mixture. Just imagine a group of people who are totally depressed. I love, I adore, and I enjoy other people being depressed. I love, I adore, I enjoy other people being depressed. I love other people being depressed. I enjoy it, I adore it, I love, I adore, and enjoy other people being depressed. I love, I adore, and enjoy thoroughly other people being depressed. I hate and despise other people being depressed. I hate and despise other people being depressed. I absolutely hate and despise other people being depressed. I hate and despise other people being depressed. I hate and despise other people being depressed. I hate and despise other people being depressed. Taking a nice, slow, long in-breath into the area of your body or your mind where any feelings or sensations may be occurring right now. And just slowly exhale twice as long as your inhale, all of the way out and all the way in. Start to regain the space in your body where these emotions are beginning to leave. Other people being depressed is a wonderful thing. Other people being depressed is a wonderful, beautiful thing. Other people being depressed is a wonderful, beautiful thing. When they're depressed, I can see they need healing. There's a signal for them. Other people being depressed is a wonderful, beautiful, incredible, fabulous thing. Other people being depressed is a wonderful, beautiful, incredible, fabulous thing. Other people being depressed is a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous thing. Tuning in to all of those times when you have been depressed, looking at other people being depressed. Depression and being depressed is a wonderful thing. Depression and being depressed is a wonderful, fabulous thing. Depression and being depressed is a wonderful, fabulous, marvelous thing. Depression is a wonderful thing. Depression is a wonderful thing. Being depressed is a wonderful thing. Yeah, watching other people being depressed is a marvelous thing. Other people being depressed is a wonderful, marvelous, fabulous thing. Other people being depressed is a wonderful, marvelous, fabulous thing. Take a nice deep in-breath into the area of any emotions or sensations in your body right now that you choose. And slowly make your exhale twice as long as your inhale. Slowly breathing in to that area you choose to regain inside of you. And then exhaling what you don't want out in a nice, long, slow way. Other people being depressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Other people being depressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Other people being depressed is like misery. It is horrible, it is terrible. In fact, it's depressing. Other people being depressed is a horrible, terrible, miserable thing. Other people being depressed is a horrible, terrible, miserable thing. I hate and despise other people's depression. I hate and despise other people's depression. I hate it. I despise it. I hate and despise other people's depression. I hate and despise other people's depression. Taking in a nice, long, deep breath, regaining the area and space inside your mind and body for you. Slowly exhale, twice as long as your inhale, all the head trash you don't want. I love, I adore, I enjoy other people's depression. I love it, I adore it, it's fabulous. I enjoy other people's depression. It's a marvelous, fabulous thing. It's a marvelous, fabulous thing. Take a moment to realize, to notice and experience the thoughts inside your head. Notice any darkness, notice any lightness, any movement, the weight or weightlessness. Become aware of if it's light or dark, quick or slow, heavy or light. Become aware of the sensations you have in your body. If you have any stuck emotions or feelings, remaining in the tat position, talk to that part of you that may be feeling a little heavy or emotional or tight. And just repeat these words. I love you. I acknowledge you. And I very much thank you for these signals. You've given me an opportunity to heal myself. I love you, I acknowledge you, and I thank you for these signals. You have given me the opportunity to heal myself. I love you, I acknowledge you, I thank you for these signals. You have given me the opportunity to heal myself. Now imagine a group of other people that you may or may not know, maybe even a combination. I want you to imagine in your mind that you're going to go around and depress them on purpose, just for the sake of getting them really, really depressed. I love, I adore, I enjoy depressing other people on purpose, for the fun of it, for the hell of it. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy depressing other people on purpose. I really enjoy depressing other people on purpose. I love seeing their miserable faces. I love, I adore, I enjoy depressing other people on purpose. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. It's a fabulous, wonderful thing. I love, I adore, and enjoy depressing other people on purpose for the fun of it, for the hell of it. I love it. I love depressing other people on purpose. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. It's a fabulous, wonderful thing. I love, I adore, and enjoy depressing other people on purpose. For the fun of it, I really, really enjoy it. It's my favorite pastime of all. I love, I adore, I enjoy depressing other people on purpose. I hate and despise depressing other people on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate and despise depressing other people on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate and despise depressing other people on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate seeing their miserable faces. I hate seeing their miserable body language. I hate listening to their miserable tones of their voices. I hate and despise depressing other people. I really hate and despise it. It's a horrible, terrible, nasty thing. I hate and despise depressing other people on purpose. Depressing other people on purpose is a wonderful thing. Depressing other people on purpose is a wonderful thing. Depressing other people on purpose is a wonderful, fabulous, marvelous thing. I love depressing other people on purpose. It really shows what they need to heal. I love depressing other people on purpose. It makes me chuckle. I love depressing other people on purpose. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. It's a wonderful, marvelous, fabulous thing. I love depressing other people on purpose. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love it. I adore it. It's my favorite pastime. I love it. I love, adore, and enjoy depressing other people on purpose. It's a wonderful, incredible thing. I hate depressing other people on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. Depressing other people on purpose is a horrible, terrible, nasty thing. I hate and despise depressing other people on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. It's a horrible, terrible thing. Depressing other people on purpose, just for the fun of it. That's nasty. That's horrible. It's a horrible, terrible thing. Now take a slow, deep in-breath into any thoughts or feelings or sensations in your mind or body that you're experiencing right now, or the areas that you choose. And slowly make your exhale twice as long as your inhale. And again, breathe into any feelings, sensations, or areas that you choose. And slowly make your exhale twice as long as your inhale, as you exhale all of that old head trash out. Now I want you again to imagine a group of other people. You may know them, you may not know them. There may be a combination of each. I hate and despise other people depressing me on purpose. In fact, I hate and despise other people and events that have happened and may happen depressing me on purpose. I hate and despise other people and events depressing me. I hate and despise other people and events depressing me. I hate and despise other people and events depressing me on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate and despise other people and events depressing me on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate it. I despise it. It's nasty. It's evil. I hate and despise other people and events depressing me. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate and despise other people and events depressing me. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate it. I despise it. It's horrible. It's terrible. I hate and despise other people and events depressing me on purpose. Other people and events depressing me on purpose is a horrible, terrible thing. It's really a horrible, terrible thing. Other people and events depressing me on purpose is a horrible, terrible thing. I love, I adore, and I enjoy other people and events depressing me on purpose. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy other people and events depressing me on purpose. I love, I adore, and enjoy other people and events depressing me on purpose for the fun of it. I love it. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. Other people and events depressing me on purpose is a wonderful, fabulous, marvelous thing. Other people and events depressing me on purpose is a wonderful, marvelous, fabulous thing. Other people and events depressing me on purpose is a wonderful, marvelous, fabulous thing. Take a nice deep breath into any part of your mind or body that you choose to, and slowly make your exhale twice as long as you inhale. As you exhale out all of that old head trash, tuning in to other people. I love, adore, and enjoy other people and events trying to depress me on purpose. I love, adore, and enjoy other people and events trying to depress me on purpose. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. Bring it on! I love, adore, and enjoy other people trying to depress me on purpose. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. They're trying to depress me. I love, adore, and enjoy other people and events trying to depress me. Bring it on. Take a nice deep breath into any part of your mind or body that you choose to regain and focus on, and make your exhale twice as long as your inhale. I hate and despise other people trying to depress me on purpose. I hate and despise other people trying to depress me on purpose. I hate it when they try to depress me. I hate it when events go wrong as if it's trying to depress me. I hate it. I despise it. I hate it. I despise it. I hate it. I despise it. I hate and despise other people and events trying to depress me. I hate and despise other people and events trying to depress me. Other people and events trying to depress me is wrong. Other people and events trying to depress me is wrong. Other people and events trying to depress me is a horrible, terrible thing. It's wrong. It's nasty. It's out of order. Other people and events trying to depress me is a horrible, terrible thing. Other people and events trying to depress me, it's a joke. It's a wonderful thing. Other people and events trying to depress me, it's a joke. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. Other people and events trying to depress me, it's a joke. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. Depressive, depressing, depression is depressingly depressing. Depressed, depressive, 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 depressing is depressingly depressing. depressed, depressive, depression is depressingly depressing.
Now release the tat position, resting your arms by your side, and focus on any thoughts that you have around your depression, and notice any changes that you may have experienced since doing the work that we've just done. Notice any changes to the darkness or lightness that you may have noticed inside your mind, or any heaviness or lightness inside your mind. And focus on any physical feelings or sensations that you may have noticed earlier on. How are they now? And how intense is that feeling that you had, that feeling of depression from earlier? And as you consider any shifts and changes that have occurred as part of the work that you've just done, be ready to continue with your work of clearing your head trash around depression. And now, as we prepare to continue, put your hands back into the tat position. And to remind you, the tat position requires that you have your fingers over the bridge of your nose, and that's your ring finger and your thumb, pinching your nose gently just where the eyebrows meet, and your middle finger 2 centimetres above where your eyebrows would meet to, applying a very gentle pressure. And put your other hand around the back of your head, cupping the part of your skull where it meets your neck. So when you've comfortably resumed the tat position, close your eyes and we shall continue.
I believe I am depressed. I am depressed. I believe I am depressed. I am depressed. I am depressed. I believe I am depressed. I am depressed and am a depressive. I believe I am depressed and I am a depressive. I am depressed. I believe I'm depressed. I am a depressive. I believe I'm a depressive. I am depressed. I believe I'm depressed. I am a depressive. I believe I'm a depressive. I am not depressed. I do not believe I am depressed. I am not depressed. I disbelieve I am depressed. I am not depressed. I disbelieve I am depressed. I am not a depressive. I disbelieve I am a depressive. I am not depressed. I disbelieve I'm depressed. I am not a depressive. I disbelieve I'm a depressive. I am not depressed. I disbelieve I'm depressed. I am not a depressive. I disbelieve I'm a depressive. I 100% totally believe I am depressed. I 100% totally believe I am depressed. I 100% totally and utterly and completely believe I'm depressed. I 100% totally and utterly and completely believe I am depressed. I 100% totally and utterly and completely believe I am depressed. I 100% totally and utterly and completely throughout believe I am depressed. I 100% totally believe I am depressed. I 100% totally and utterly completely believe I'm depressed. I 100% totally disbelieve I'm depressed. I 100% totally, utterly and completely disbelieve I'm depressed. I 100% totally and utterly and completely disbelieve that I am depressed. I 100% totally and utterly and completely disbelieve I'm depressed. I 100% totally and utterly and completely believe I am a depressive. I 100% totally and utterly and thoroughly, completely believe I'm a depressive. I 100% totally and utterly in all detail believe and thoroughly that I am a depressive. I 100% totally and utterly and completely and thoroughly believe I am a depressive. I 100% totally and utterly and completely disbelieve I'm a depressive. I 100% totally and utterly and completely disbelieve I'm a depressive. I 100% totally and utterly and completely and thoroughly disbelieve I'm a depressive. I 100% totally and utterly and completely and thoroughly disbelieve I'm a depressive. I 100% totally disbelieve I'm a depressive. I 100% totally disbelieve I'm a depressive. Believable beliefs are believably believing. Believed 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 believable beliefs are believably believing. Disbelieve disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. Disbelieve disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. Disbelieve disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. Disbelievable disbelieved disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. Disbelievable disbelieved disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. Take a few moments to take a deep, slow in-breath into any part of your mind or body you want to regain for yourself right now. And slowly exhale twice as long as your inhale. True depression brings me joy. The more depressed I am, the more excited I feel. When I'm really, really depressed, I am so, so happy. The more depressed I am, the happier I am. Now, consider these thoughts. That you are the most depressed person in this room right now. That there's nobody more depressed in this room, in fact, your household, right now. You are the most depressed person in your street right now. In fact, nobody has ever been more depressed in your street than you have. I want you to consider that these thoughts, that you have been so depressed that you're even affecting the weather. That the sun is hiding. It is so dark. That people are opening their curtains at night for the hope of just a little bit of light. That you are the most depressed person in the whole of your town. And in fact, the whole of your county area. You are the most depressive person in the whole country. I want you to consider the thoughts that even on the news, Sky News, CNN, BBC, all of the main channels, wherever you receive it, they're broadcasting that you are the most depressed person of all time. There are people wearing t-shirts saying, avoid you. You are the most depressed person ever. In fact, you're so depressed that the world's population sink their shoulders and hang their heads down low, looking towards their feet at the very mention of your name. In fact, you're so depressed that the whole European government are spending millions on research to find how you could affect so many people with your depression. Even the President of the United States is wary of your very name. In fact, the United Nations and world governments alike have researched that you are the most depressed person of all time in all history, that there's nobody ever been as depressed as you. And there have been reports from countries all around the world of flying saucers landing and trying to find the very source of all this depression in the solar systems, in the galaxies, in fact, the whole entire universe. There are ETs everywhere with depression monitors tracking you down, for you are the most depressed person of all time. And whatever your beliefs of God or energy or spirit, have all decided that you are the very source of all depression. And I also want you to consider these thoughts, that many people think of the opposite of depression as happiness and joy. And I want you to remember the times when you've had some joy, however small, whenever, and any happiness, or what it may be like to have some happiness and joy. And as you tune into that right now, you are the happiest, most joyous person right now, listening to this recording. I want you to consider that you are the happiest, most joyous person in your whole household, wherever you live. In fact, your whole street. You are the happiest, most joyous person that even cyclists cycling past where you live just smile with joy and giggle with happiness just at the very thought of your vibration. You are the happiest, most joyous person in your whole town. Your whole town celebrates on your awakening every morning. The sun only shines because of you. You are the happiest, most joyous person in your whole county. In fact, the local news channels are celebrating your birthday as the day of blessing, for you are the happiest, most joyous person that there ever was. People sing joyous songs just at the sound of your name. The birds are singing because of you. Every happy and joyous song has been inspired by your very being. All the main news channels are reporting that plane loads of people are coming on wearing t-shirts bearing your name, flying into your very country right now to be near that very joyous, happiness, harmonious energy that you carry. In fact, all governments everywhere are wanting to pay you to inspire their peoples. But you're so happy and joyous from what you're doing that you just giggle at their requests. Oh yeah, you are a happy and joyous person. Oh yes, you are the source of happiness and joy. The extraterrestrials are back. They're landing their UFOs everywhere. They're partying. They're letting off fireworks. They're playing weird and wonderful music. Just the very vibration of your happiness and joy. You are the source of happiness and joy. Being depressed is a happy, joyous thing. Being depressed is a happy, joyous thing. Being depressed is very joyous. Being depressed is a happily, happy, joyous thing. Oh yeah, depression is joy. Real depression is joy. Joy is depression. Depressingly depressed depression is joylessly funny. Depressive depression is happily joyous. Happily happy happiness is joyfully depressed. Happy happy fully happiness is joyfully depressed. Happy happily happiness is joyfully depressed. Happy happiness is joyfully depressed. Happily happy happiness is joyfully depressing. Happy happily happiness is happily joyous. Depression is full of joy, and joy is full of depression.
And now release the tap position, bringing your arms down by the side of your body, ensuring that you are now relaxed and taking plenty of deep breaths. And now, as you consider that depression and depressive thoughts that you were experiencing, and instead think about the positive alternative outcome that you would like to experience instead of depression. So think about thoughts of joy and happiness. And what is it that you'd like to experience instead? So take a moment to think about what you'd like in your life to replace the depression that is now left. And while you're doing so, ensure that your breathing remains deep and even. And now that you've thought about the positive alternative that you'd like in your life, bring your hands back into the tat position. And while your hands are in the tat position, with your hand cupped around the back of your head and your fingers pinching the bridge of your nose with your middle finger in the centre of your forehead, focus on those thoughts, any images, any sounds, and any feelings that you have that you would like to have in your life instead of the depression. Feel it, live it, really bring those feelings into your body and visualize it as much as you can. And while you're doing all this, make sure you're taking plenty of deep breaths as you fill your life and your body and your mind with thoughts of joy and happiness. And as you think these thoughts, I can, I will, this is the new me, this is how I'm going to live my life. This is what's going to replace the depression that I used to experience. And all those images and those thoughts and any sounds that accompany it are going to be loud, and it's going to be colourful, and it's going to be full on. And that's the life I'm going to have. That's the person I'm going to be, free of depression and full of happiness and joy. You have now come to the end of the session. How was it for you? What did you notice during that session? Some people notice tingling sensations, big yawns or sighs, bubbling up of emotions, or maybe feeling cold and tired. All these are signs that you have cleared some energy. If you're feeling tired, make sure you take some time to relax, and don't forget to drink some water. You may notice some shifts almost immediately, while others it may take a few days to notice anything. But be sure to keep your mind open for any changes in your thoughts and your behaviours. Also, look out for how others behave around you, as there may be changes there too. By the way, like I said at the beginning, this session can be listened to again and again. Just like your trash at home, you might clear it one day, but it soon fills up again. If you'd like to find out more about clearing your head trash and the technique used in this session, then please drop by our website, headtrash.co.uk. Bye for now.